It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to stay with cattle and the livestock, well, the cattle markets, so especially live cattle and feeder cattle. We put in new contract highs again last week. You know, we had a tremendously strong cash trade. I think some of that was forced because of the weather forecast calling for some adverse weather this week. But I think that added to the push, pushing cattle to another round of contract highs. But we're also seeing some good strength as far as the wheat markets are concerned, primarily Minneapolis, Kansas City, and in the soybeans. Of course, weather is impacting the wheat markets as dry conditions in the southern plains, wet conditions in winter in the northern plains, and slow loadouts in South America, all helping to support the market.
Prospective plantings report playing a role here too?
You know, a little bit. I mean, you know, as far as the wheat acres, spring wheat came in lower than anticipated. Corn got a little bit of negative news in that because we saw a little bit more corn acres. That's, of course, you got to remember, this is the idea of what everybody's intending to do. It doesn't mean it's what's going to happen, especially when you look at the weather forecasts that are out there below normal for corn and for soybeans, which means USDA is going to come in and make some adjustment to demand, but it was a little bit higher for wheat.
Another delay coming up here with this next weather system moving in.
You know, exactly. I mean, we're looking at another, 12 inches, possibly more of snow coming into not just North Dakota, but also, you know, Minnesota, South Dakota. They just got hit with another round of storms. So, yeah, this is going to delay plantings. Now, all of a sudden, we have remnants of last year coming into play for the Northern Plains.
Sure. What's not hot here this morning, then?
You know, I'm going to go with the lean hogs. We saw the quarterly hogs and pigs report last week, and of course that showed we're not seeing any herd, we're not looking at increasing the herd numbers, but we're not decreasing either. We're kind of staying par, and of course that market's been under some trouble because of slow demand, and I think that'll continue to be the problem going forward.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.